It is that time of year where we see a pickup when it comes to sales. Land sales, farm sales might even give you the opportunity to get in the field with your own land if you aren't at that point, or maybe an expansion as well. Hi, I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. We are at Commodity Classic, and sitting right next to me is the one and only Mark Stock. Mark, of course, is with Big Iron Auction, and let's talk about sales. Things that are going on right now. Why is right now, in the months of February and March, prime land sale time?
Well, a lot of land changes hands. A lot of closings get scheduled, for that March time period, so the new owner can either become the new operator or deal with the new tenant if there's a tenant in place. So we've had a lot of land sales. Actually, we started a bunch of them in November, December, January, February. They've been going on, and we've got several of them on the books to still be conducted. And we're actually getting calls, Susan, from people that, they're telling us their parents passed away, they inherited the farm, and there's several of those heirs, kids, and siblings, and they all love each other, but they don't want to be partners with each other because they're even in their 60s, because mom and dad lived to be in their mid to late 80s or 90s, and now they have kids, and if something happens to them, they don't want to be partners with their nieces and nephews, especially if they live two or three states away, and it just makes things so confusing. So we do auctions for those folks because nobody knows when they're going to die. And if they can get it sold and there's a good tenant in place, they think that's important for an investor. And some of these landowners that want to buy it to farm it themselves, they know it's never going to come up for sale again. So if there's a contingency that they have to keep a tenant in place for a year, but they get to collect the rent, whatever those rental terms are, they're more than happy to buy it.
Well, let's talk about that process, because maybe somebody has decided they don't have a successor, or they, like you mentioned, don't want to, the kids aren't going to want to have it. So mom and dad have decided we're just going to sell the operation now. What are some things that need to be taking place? Conversations maybe they need to be having with you guys, Mark, about getting those ducks in a row for when sale time comes.
Well, the biggest thing I like to tell landowners, if they have multiple tracts of land and they have more than one child, is to let's not keep the kids in the dark on how you're going to distribute it after you're gone, because that's where all the stress comes from. Mm-hmm. And if the parents would just sit down and have a conversation with all of their children in the room at the same time, and that's important, so they're in the room at the same time, and it's even good even to have a witness there or record it, so you remember exactly what mom and dad said. Because, there's always a little rub for some reason when both parents are gone and they don't seem to understand, that's not exactly what they said. And then, the whole goal is, I think the parents, from my perspective, they work their entire life to get this real estate paid for, and it's an honor for them to give it to their children. Mm-hmm. What we see after they're gone is the kids, they start fighting over it, and that's so not what the parents wanted.
Absolutely not.
The parents wanted those kids to go back to Christmas, at a family get-together, go to weddings and celebrate each other and the history and their family heritage and legacy. So it's important from my perspective to always advise the parents, if you're still here, don't let it be a secret. Tell your kids how you're going to do it, and that way your legacy actually has a chance of surviving in a good, positive spirit. But we're also seeing a lot of machinery auctions right now, too, Susan. Just a big uptick in the number of retirement sales. A lot of folks that are even actually younger than we anticipated.
Really?
We're seeing people between 60 and 65 years of age that are retiring. And a lot of it has to do with, that somebody will rent that ground that they have paid for, and they don't have to deal with all the low volatility or the low margins, I guess is a better word, that's out there right now because of the commodities and the inputs that are kind of inverted. So they're just saying, to heck with it. Let somebody else take this on while they can enjoy more time with their grandkids or fishing or doing whatever they want to do. So we've got 100-plus machinery auctions on the books here over the next couple months.
So literally, if you're looking for something, there's a good chance that you're going to find it through Big Iron.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on our website, a wide variety from shop equipment to, there's boats, there's campers, mm-hmm. There's construction equipment from skid steers to loader backhoes to excavators to bulldozers. There's a lot of pan scrapers, motor graders, and the good ag stuff from the from the tractor, we'll be selling a tractor of an 8RX 410 that's only got 79 hours.
Oh, wow.
Selling here for a family in Kansas. That's coming up here in March. We've got low-houred combines, low-acres planters to high-acres planters. I mean, there's something in every price category. So I just got done talking here at Commodity Classic. He says, yeah, my dad passed away, and he lives in Colorado, and they've got a Silver Cab 760 combine, Massey Ferguson, and it's a hydro. And he said it probably hasn't ran for 15 years, but they're going to put new batteries in it, get it out of the shed. It's been stored in a shed for 20-some years.
Wow.
And he said it doesn't really have a lot of hours on it. You know, when's the best time to sell it? I said, you know, with the internet right now, the best time to sell is when you get around to getting it out, because people will have their phone with them 99.9% of the day.
Right.
it's always within an arm's reach away. If not, it's in their pocket, right?
Right.
And for them to bid and buy on stuff, it's too easy now. It used to be the key time to sell was November to the 1st of April, because after that, you were started your spring tillage work, getting on anhydrous, you were planting. Nobody had time to go to an on-site sale. Now you push auto steer and you're watching the auction while you're in whatever it is you're driving. So be safe when you're doing that now, folks.
Yes.
Be safe. So
that's our safety reminder.
Safety reminder right there. So not advised. Stop at the end if you really want to bid on something, because you will get caught up in it, Susan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you'll forget about what you're doing even when it's on auto steer. But maybe you'll make a round of anhydrous in the neighbor's field. You never know.
You know, I've noticed too, since we're talking equipment here before we wrap up, the popularity of older equipment is still very much. I mean, my dream is to have a 1066 parked in my yard. That's what I learned to drive. But they, as soon as they go up on auction, boom, they're gone. I think people see the value in those older pieces of equipment and the durability that they were produced as.
Yeah, and that's, you know, if you grew up with it like you did, like I was in that same category. I was the 806 to 56 series to mm-hmm. to 1086 series before we bought a 4440 tractor,
you know,
when I was younger. So those, we just sold a 4440 tractor on a sale this week for $45,000. A 4640 brought in the upper 30s. A 4840 brought $28,000. I remember 15 years ago, Susan, you had to have a really nice 4840 tractor to bring $18,000. So now these are all tractors that everybody can fix themselves, so
yep.
to speak. You know, so there's a popularity to that. And that's on the Big Iron website. You can look at the videos. You hear them running. You can talk to the owners. Their numbers are always posted. And there is a popularity for those good, always can go to work any
yes.
day of the week tractors that if there's a wire broke somewhere, it's not going to shut down your sensor to keep your engine from cranking.
Exactly. So where does somebody need to go to first maybe look at what you guys have coming up on auction, but more importantly, to have that conversation? At the beginning of our conversation here today, you gave such good sound advice. And so to have that discussion, to have that sit down with you guys, what do they need to do?
Well, you know, you can call our toll-free number or regular office number, or call your area rep if you know who they are. But if you don't, we can connect you with the rep, because we have reps all across the United States. That's what's unique about our business modeling was mm-hmm. we wanted to have our reps to live and serve in the towns and communities in which they live. And that way they're there. That way they're 30 minutes away, not 3.5 hours away.
Right.
So our reps are real close. But you can call us, 1-800-WE-SELL-8. Go to the BigIron.com website, and there's a Sell Your Equipment box there. Click on that. All you have to do is give us your name and your number, and somebody will be calling you back. But, yeah, we like to work out a program that works for everybody. We have auctions now that are being scheduled in November and December of this fall.
Right.
Right now, because they want to have all their ducks in a row. And that's the smart way of doing it, to call up and say, oh, I want to, how soon can you have my sale? We can do those too, but it's not near a fun experience as it can be,
right?
Because it's emotional either way. But let's take and enjoy this progress and this journey, because you've worked so hard for it.
All right, Mark Stock, Big Iron Auction, joining us here at Commodity Classic. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.